WMIS-FM, The River, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's rock station. This is a special sports presentation on the Beaver Radio Network. Time to huddle, the coach's huddle, and the Tom Ceratori Show at Posse's Smoke and Barbecue.
Back down, bottom of the left circle for Eric Martin. He'll circle back up, feeds it now for Loaf. Shoots and scores! Loaf with the shot. Leighton Road may have gotten a piece of it, and the Beavers win it in the 3-on-3.
The Tom Ceratori Show with Brian Schultz and Kelly Schultz.
Back for Weissman. Up top it goes to Corcoran. To the top of the right circle. Tipped out in front. The Beavers score. Bemidji State's Jackson Judding. Ottertail power play goal. Beavers up by two.
Stop by for cold beer and the best barbecue in town. And we might just pick up your tab. You're home for the Beavers for 23 years. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1. The River.
Well, I was going to introduce myself, but nobody really knows who I am.
Oh, don't say that, Kevin.
I'm not even on the intro.
Wait. I have to clarify, that was the Tom Ceratori Show Open, which typically you're not here for.
Okay, sure.
Tom and the men's hockey team are on the road. They actually just got to Marquette, and then they're making their way to Ferris State tomorrow. So,
okay, sure.
Kevin Reed, Kelly Schultz, no Brian Schultz. Tonight, he is on the bus with the men, and it's actually the coach's huddle tonight here from Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue.
It's sort of a coach's huddle because we don't have any coaches.
Actually, we've got Jesse Katz, Beaver Pride.
Well, he's not a coach.
No.
Hey, I volunteer with the baseball team.
That's close
He's
enough.
A former player.
That's close
I
enough.
Used to coach.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. So
Jesse Katz is with us from the Beaver Pride. He's the director of annual giving for athletics. Jesse, welcome to the coach's huddle.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me back. I'm kind of surprised I was invited back after the last time, but I appreciate it.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, what did you do? Did you throw food at Schultzy or what?
It's something like that. No. No, we...
That wasn't it. No, I want an answer. I want to know why he doesn't think he should have been invited back.
It was his first time on the radio, and sometimes that can be a little nerve-wracking, right?
Yeah, it can be.
A little bit.
Yeah, it can be. You know, we're coming up on 37 years since I was the first time on the radio, so I know how it is.
Yeah,
I know how it can be.
It can be a little stressful. But now Jesse's here because there's a lot going on in Beaver Pride. Of course, Bemidji State University has their annual day of giving where you can give to our athletic. Each athletic program is doing their own fundraiser, correct?
Yep. So day of giving is February 21st this year. It's Tuesday, next Tuesday. And it is our campus-wide push, 24 hours of giving for all of campus. But, yes, the Beaver sports teams will have each of their programs representative. There will also be a Beaver Pride giving page as well.
And where can people find that?
Yeah, so we'll go to bsualumni.org/dayofgiving. From there, you'll be provided a link to our Day of Giving page, which actually is not live yet because we do try to reserve that live for just the day of. It's kind of a surprise reveal it. Everybody's got videos. It kind of talks about which each program wants to fundraise for. Again, across campus, athletics, academics, specific programs as well.
So Beaver Pride is not just about athletics.
So Beaver Pride is just athletics, but this day of giving is for all of campus.
Gotcha.
So we've got, you know, nursing, education, Lakeside, but then also Beaver Pride, baseball, football, soccer,
all the teams. Awesome.
And when you talk about fundraising for each individual sport, so then I suppose folks can say, hey, I want to give money, but I just kind of want to give it to the baseball team because I want them to buy a bunch of new gloves or whatever.
Right.
So are they allowed to designate what it's for, or pretty much they just give the money and then the particular sport uses it as they see fit?
Yeah, so from a full year picture of it, you can give to whichever program you want, and you can designate it towards, you know, operational budget, fundraising needs, specific fundraising needs, technology, equipment, scholarships, things of that nature. On day of giving, though, our teams do set you know, kind of a goal, and then what are they actually fundraising for? They have a specific need that they fundraise for. I printed off the list so that way I could kind of talk about which each program wants to fundraise for. So kind of just going through that a little bit. Men's hockey, they're fundraising for upgrades to the Sanford Center, technology, things across the locker room, the rink. Women's hockey also doing the same thing. They've got kind of a designated Sanford Center area that they're trying to upgrade for. Softball is upgrading for field renovations. They're also fundraising for their Florida trip for next year. Men's golf has got technology upgrades that they're fundraising for. Women's volleyball is looking for a radar gun so they can track serves. They're also looking for some new carbon fiber netting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Those are things that you don't normally think of.
Right.
If you're just a fan,
right,
a general fan, and you want to help out one of the teams, a lot of these things are behind the scenes and stuff that the average fan might go, I didn't know that they needed that.
Exactly. And we're doing a really good job of putting it out there so that when we send out these email blasts and tweets and social media, and there's videos of each team saying, you know, hey, help us fundraise for this. This is what we're looking for. Kind of going through that list, women's volleyball is fundraising for practice equipment. Men's basketball is fundraising for their operational budget just to kind of help them afford some of the travel.
Okay.
Women's basketball has a Thanksgiving preseason trip every year that they would like to fundraise for. Football needs a new piece of equipment. They actually have to fundraise for a new sled this year for their linemen. Women's soccer, kind of a little bit of everything. They need new goals. They're fundraising for their championship rings. They're also fundraising for their travel experiences as well. Baseball is fundraising for their travel. It's pretty well known. Baseball is out and about in the community doing a lot of fundraising on their own.
Sure.
So they need every dollar that they can for experiences for their travel.
Okay. Well, and also because baseball and softball play so early in the spring, too, they do a lot more traveling than most of the spring sports teams.
Baseball and softball is a very, very expensive sport when it comes to travel because they do play, you know, 45, 50 games. A lot of their trips are on the road. They sometimes go on week-long trips and stay in hotels for that entire time period. So
sure.
Baseball and softball are very expensive programs for travel. So those are really important needs for them.
Track and field?
Yes, so track and field, which, by the way, Coach Lynch and Mary Goodwin seem to be setting records every week, which is amazing to see.
Every weekend.
They're trying to get more practice equipment. I know when I talked to Coach Lynch, some hurdles were in the works, a couple other things for their practices. So I think I covered them all. Beaver Pride specifically, what we fundraised for Beaver Pride is student-athlete scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of touching a little bit on that Beaver Pride piece, that is general athletic fund for BSU athletics. So all proceeds there go towards the overall greatest need of the department at the time. So when at the end of the year, that money is divvied up to whichever Britt decides she needs to give it to. And so that's really what Beaver Pride does.
So what is the overall goal that you're hoping that Beaver Pride and the athletic department would like to fundraise for total?
It's up there. I mean, it's about an $80,000 goal. The Day of Giving goal is a total for entire campus, entire BSU is $150,000 this year, and athletics makes up about half of that, so maybe even more.
Hmm. You mentioned the sports, and they kind of have specific things they're looking for. Do they have to submit that and have it approved, or are they able to kind of say, you know, here's, we need some hurdles, so we're going to get some hurdles? Or do they have to ask someone, hey, we'd like to raise money for some hurdles?
I'm sure internally there's some conversations about that. You know, kind of where we come into play at the foundation is they tell us what they need to fundraise for, and then we go out and promote it for them. So,
And the way the NCAA is and watching every penny and everybody, you know, they're like a hawk, I imagine it's really a challenge to make sure that everything, every penny gets accounted for and reported correctly to those folks. It's got to be difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of work.
That's you know, that's one of those questions internally for the athletic department that they probably have to focus on a little bit every day. So,
interesting. So this starts February 21st.
It
goes live.
Yep, February 21st. So when the clock strikes midnight on February 21st, that's when people can start giving. I will say that leading up to the day, we are looking for donors that would like to make matching gifts. What a matching gift is basically is somebody come in and say, hey, you know, if baseball raises $1,500, we're going to match that. Or we're going to match up to a certain amount. Specifically, I had an anonymous donor for softball said they'd come in and match up to $1,500, which is awesome because, you know, that just it's incentivizing other people to get out there, and we use that on the day of to promote challenges for that for the softball team.
And you literally could give $5 or $1,000 or more than that.
Right.
So and it doesn't matter how much.
And a lot of people, you'll see, they, you know, if they don't have necessarily an affinity to one program or the other, will make a small donation to every program just so that they can feel that they're supporting everybody. But then you do have your donors that are specific baseball, specific football, hockey, basketball, and they'll make a larger donation to those teams.
I would imagine finding those incentive donors is really what you're trying to do. That's what you really have to be driving for, because that automatically doubles whatever else comes in, right?
Yep. So a lot of my work with the Day of Giving is working with the teams to kind of coordinate what they want to fundraise for and bringing that back to the foundation. We do have a Day of Giving coordinator. But then also, yes, trying to solicit for matching gifts and working with the programs with potential donors for each program that might have a matching gift.
So at the stroke of midnight, everything starts, seeing the fur starts flying and people start throwing money at you. Is it then at 11:59:59, bang, the door slams shut, or are people still able to give after that?
So we will include everything for about a week out. Obviously, the promotion is the day of, but we will keep that link open for a week out, and everything that's collected from that week out will still count towards that Day of Giving. At the end of the day, Day of Giving is our big campus-wide push, but you can give throughout the entire year. And I think that's one thing that our donors and our community and our supporters don't necessarily know about or realize, that you can give on February 8th. You could give on December 1st. You could give
any
throughout
the
entire year. And we've made it pretty easily accessible on our BSU Beavers website. You can go to every team page, and right at the top it says Support Now.
I think what's really fun about the Day of Giving, because I know in years past, I always get on social media, and I love the videos that the teams put together. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the players talking about what it means to be a Beaver, why, you know, this is important to them, why they're at Bemidji State. For example, the women's hockey team has a couple of girls that are playing that are in the nursing program, you know, and they came to Bemidji State to play hockey and to go to nursing mm-hmm. school. So not only are you giving to an athlete, to their program, but you're also giving because these are students first, you know, and I think that's what people sometimes forget, that these athletes are here also to go to college.
Right, and it's unique, and you know, I just got a video from soccer, and soccer seems to be one of the teams that always crushes it on Day of Giving. And
well, look at their record.
Right. And they, they had a video. It's got, you know, five student athletes and then leads right into Coach Stone. It's a great video. Each one says kind of why Day of Giving and why BSU has made such an impact on them.
That's awesome.
You know, it kind of touches into something we'll talk about in a minute here about green and white. We have a feature of our event which focuses on how BSU athletics and how BSU as a whole and scholarships have made an impact on a couple mm-hmm. of our students.
Well, Jesse, not that I don't believe you, but mm-hmm. I went over to the website and I clicked on the support link. It's right there at the top. And Jesse's right there. If you don't want to actually think about how much you want to give, there are dollar amounts already set mm-hmm. up. You can just click on it. You can give a gift in honor, memory, or support of someone. You can do a monthly gift if you want to set up a monthly. So Jesse's right. They've made it pretty easy to, you know, for you to give to Bemidji State. All you have to do is go to whatever support page it is. Up in the top right-hand corner, it says support. You click on that, and that's how easy it is.
I think one of the things that I saw when I started here in August is we want to eliminate the challenges it takes for somebody to go in and give. We want to make it as easy as possible. And there were a lot of barriers to giving with some of the websites, some of the media. And so, one of the things I wanted to work on was making that a little bit more accessible. Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned it. Let's talk a little bit about Green and White Day, Jesse, that's
Absolutely.
Coming up.
Absolutely. This has been my project since probably October 1st of this year. It's been 6 months in the making here. The date is April 15th, so we still got 2 months. But invitations went out last week. They hit mailboxes last Monday. Sanford Center Arena, on the arena floor, the ice will obviously be melted. First time in person since 2018, which is awesome. For this event, all the proceeds go to BSU Athletic Department, mostly student-athlete scholarships, but it does support the general need. It doesn't necessarily support one team or the other. It supports the greatest need, and really what it does is it just allows that money to be kind of distributed how it needs to be. But several different aspects to this event and how somebody can support. Obviously, first way of supporting is register, attend. It costs $100 to buy a ticket. A table costs $1,000. We are looking for table sponsors, captains, people to help us fill that room and get people there. But we're really excited about the auction portion this year. Silent auction, live auction, as we've always had. This year we have 8 featured live auction items at this point, maybe one more. Kind of our feature items this year, we have BSU Bubble Hockey. It's the last of its kind. The manufacturer stopped making it.
Okay.
It's donated by Hot Springs Hot Tubs.
Awesome.
So really excited about that one.
One of our sponsors on the Beaver Radio Network. Shout out to Mark and his crew over there at Hot Springs.
Yep.
Love those guys.
A couple other feature items for us this year. We have a duck and goose hunting trip in Canada. Valued at $20,000. It's the highest valued item we've had in the green and white this year. It's an all-inclusive trip for 4.
Oh.
Yep. 3-day, 2-night duck and goose hunt. So we are really excited. All the winner has to do is get themselves to Detroit.
Okay.
They'll be picked up, driven across the border.
Nice.
It's more than just a duck hunt. There's, private chef. There's spa, hot tubs, free beverages. It's a really nice package for us.
That's awesome.
And then another really big feature item for us again this year is the Jacksonville Jaguars suite. General manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars, BSU alum Trent Baalke, has donated his GM suite for 4.
I remember when he was with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's with Jacksonville.
Just won the AFC South.
Florida.
So,
there you go.
Yep. So we're really excited about that.
That's awesome.
We have about 100 items locked in for the auction, over $75,000 in value. So
wow.
We're really excited about that.
I love watching people bid on those big items. That's probably my favorite part. Everybody's got their paddles up.
And one of the things that we're doing differently this year is we are opening the live portion of the auction with a few smaller dollar amount items because we don't want the first auction item to be out there and, 5 people raise their paddle because they, those are the only ones in the rooms that are interested. So we're actually opening the auction this year with BSU embroidered golf bags donated by Ekren Miller and the golf program.
Wow. That's cool.
Which, we expect a large population of our attendees to be golfers. So that's one of those things that we expect that bidding to open,
cool.
We expect, 90% of the room to be bidding on it, which is really cool.
Very cool.
But for those that can't attend to the event, we are still looking for, donations and support other ways. We do have sponsors. We have about 11 sponsors, 12 sponsors. Mm-hmm. But we do have different sponsorship levels that we are still asking for.
Do you do the silent auction online as well, or is it just going to be in the room?
It's just going to be in the room.
Okay.
We will have it open just for viewing early, but it will be just one of those things that's in the room.
We're going to come back. We're hanging out with Jesse Katz. He is the Beaver Pride. I forgot your title again.
Director of Athletic Giving.
It's too long for me to remember.
That's okay.
Sorry,
that's
Jesse.
Okay. Beaver Pride is what it used to be.
And of course, everybody knows. We're talking about the annual Day of Giving and the green and white. We'll take a break here. You're listening to the Coach's Huddle from Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue. Jody's got some prizes to give away here. So if you got your red tickets out, we'll be back after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smokin' Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1, The River.
The GigaZone Gaming Championship returns to the Sanford Center Saturday, April 22nd, and new this year is the GigaZone Texpo with special guest Steve Wozniak. Woz, the co-founder of Apple, the GigaZone Texpo will showcase local businesses and schools that are creatively leveraging technology. If this sounds like your school or business, sign up to be an exhibitor. There's no cost, but space is limited. Go to GigaZoneTexpo.com. It's the GigaZone Gaming Championship and Texpo, Saturday, April 22nd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji, a Paul Bunyan Communications event.
A 6-pack in the fridge isn't enough when you've got a whole squad coming over after the game. Do your game prep at First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest or Lakeview Liquor on Lake Bemidji's South Shore. And stock up with coolers and coolers full of all your team favorites from Bemidji's largest off-sale selection of beer, wine, and liquor. Get heads-up coaching wherever you are. Text CHEERS to 218-444-1037. And great deals are just a text away. From Lakeview Liquor on the South Shore Lakeside and First City Liquor on Paul Bunyan Drive Northwest.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Every day made better at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. It's a new year, and it's time to take care of your health. We're going to offer 0% financing for 60 months or no payments or interest for one full year on all in-stock hot tubs and saunas. That's right. Start off the new year with a healthier you with the relaxing healing powers a hot tub or sauna provides. Come see us at Hot Spring Hot Tubs in northern Minnesota. Look for the big duck across from Target in Bemidji.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, men's hockey travels to Ferris State. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time. Info at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Pickering backs his way down.
Deflected out and caught by Leighton Road. It's 3-2 with 3:39 left. What a tip in by Road.
Coverage begins Friday at 5:30, Saturday at 4:30. Catch Beaver Men's Hockey on 92.1 The River.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS-FM 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to our Coach's Huddle here at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. How about the food here? Yeah, so delicious. I can't wait to have my loaded mac and cheese. It's my favorite. Kelly Schultz alongside Kevin Reed and Jesse Katz from Beaver Pride, and we are talking about all kinds of great things that are happening. Of course, annual day of giving is February 21st. We touched on that. You can go to the BSU alumni page to find out all the details. And, of course, the green and white, which is coming up April 15th.
Yeah, we are really excited about it. One of the things that we're doing new this year, we've always had a piece of the program called our Build a Scholarship, where we show a couple videos of some student athletes, really try to focus in on how BSU athletics, how BSU as a whole, how scholarships have really impacted their story here at BSU and how it's allowed them to be a successful student athlete. We're working on those right now. We've got some really cool student-athlete stories lined up for that. Not ready to share those just because we're going to try to keep those under wraps for as long as possible. But one of the things that we're doing this differently this year is for those that can't attend, we're opening that up for people who still want to be a part of it and still want to support the green and white. Build a scholarship. It's really cool. In the room atmosphere, it's like you're live auctioning off a scholarship. We're trying to raise as much straight dollars as we can for scholarship, and we start with a $2,500 level. All the paddles that want to donate at the $2,500 level go in, drop down to $1,000, drop down to $500, drop down to $250, drop down to $100. So, we've got the live auctioneer and everything who does do that. Our foundation staff will be around the room, kind of pulling out the bids. But the thing that we're doing this year that's different is we're opening that up to people who can't attend, who still want to, put their support behind that cause. So we are asking for some of those ahead of time from people we don't know, that we know that won't be there. But then also matching those as well. Similar to the matching of Day of Giving, we're also asking for some people to potentially match, build a scholarship and say, hey, you know, I'm willing to match every donation at the $250 level. Mm-hmm. And that right there is just a huge incentive for somebody in the room who might be on the fence, but also it just helps us continue to build that scholarship. So
we've talked a lot about money and giving and, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. What if folks want to give their time? Say they're an alum like you are, and they want to, you know, give their time to volunteer, yep. to do whatever. How can they get involved?
So with our many events that we have going on, Green and White, we have the SCAR, the Nagel, the Howell Air, three major golf tournaments. We put together committees for these events. My committee right now for the Green and White has, I've got an event planning committee that's got 8 community members on it. I've got a gift committee that's got 4 community members on it. So we have all these committees for these events that do have a large community focus on it, as well as day of volunteer work. You know, this Green and White event, we're not going to have enough staff as the foundation or the athletic department just to do it ourselves. So it does require and does, you know, have a need for volunteers that do want to help support the event.
Hmm.
And so then if they want to do that, do they just reach out on the website? How do they do that?
You know what? A lot of it has been just us kind of soliciting them to see. But for those that have inquiries about wanting to help and that do want to help, they can reach out to me. My email is jesse.katz@bemidjistate.edu. Or you could call my office phone number, 218-755-2827. Not going to give out my cell phone this time.
Did you get a lot of phone calls?
No, I didn't, but I got a lot of flack from it at home.
Oh, I'm sure of it. So. I'm giving out your number on the radio because there's a lot of people listening. The Green and White, if people want to register, they just go right to the website, correct?
Yeah, so it's kind of unique. Our Green and White registration, unlike our other registrations, do through our auction website, which is a very long URL that I'm not going to try to read out on the air. So for the purposes of this, if they go to the bsualumni.org, go to our calendar of events, they can click on the Green and White event, and it gives you the link right there to go on. The cool thing is you can go on and you can actually start adding items to your wish list for the auction.
Very cool.
Because our auction is all through a software called Text-A-Bid. When you're in person at the auction, you don't actually write your name down or write your bid down like
the
old school.
Phone?
You do it on the phone.
Nice.
So people will actually have to go in there ahead of time anyways and set up their profiles and things like that. So, yeah, so it's really cool, really unique. But, yeah, so if they go to bsualumni.org, they'll get to that page and then they'll be able to click on the link from there.
I remember.
And it's under Connect.
Yes.
At the top, there's some words. It's the very first one on the left. It says Connect. And then under that, it's calendar.
Yep, and on our homepage, if you go to the right-hand side, there is also that kind of drop-down calendar on the side.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
So it's again, making things accessible for the public.
Very cool.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Like I said, it's been about 6 months already in the planning and another 2 months here. So when it comes down to April 15th, it's going to be an 8-month process.
Wow.
I hope people know what goes into that, and it's definitely been one of those things that takes a lot of time, so we're really excited about it.
Well, I remember the event back in 2019, right? 2019? 2018.
Yep, 2018.
2018, and it was so much fun being there with, like, so many people that already support BSU mm-hmm. sports, but it was just fun to see them do even more and, like, go above and beyond to help out Bemidji State Athletics. So.
You know, it's one of those things that people really come together and in that room, you know, that room is going to build excitement. You're on the Sanford Center Arena floor. Mm-hmm. The Jumbotron is on. We're going to have a lot of different screens showing a lot of different things. You know, people really get excited about it. The student athletes are going to be there to engage the attendees. Bucky will be there taking photos with the people that are in attendance. So, we're trying to create a really fun environment but also support a really good cause.
You mentioned your involvement with baseball, so I can't let you go without asking, because Saturday is the Baseball Winter
yep.
Olympics fundraiser.
Yep.
Tell us about
that.
I
baseball,
can't believe
the,
you haven't brought that up
So
yet.
The baseball coach would have my neck if I didn't didn't promote this for a minute while I was on here
exactly.
tonight. So the Baseball Winter Olympics, it goes to support the spring trip for the team. They go to Arizona every year. It's a
raffle. Well, by the way, do you need anyone to broadcast those games from Arizona for you?
You know what? I don't have a say in that. I'm not even going to be able to make the trip. So
I think I can find a hole in my calendar to go to Arizona when it's cold. Sorry to interrupt. You go right ahead.
So it supports their spring trip. It's a really cool cool event, bowling, cornhole, and darts.
Oh, fun.
And then there's also a raffle. So they are still selling raffle tickets. For those that are interested in buying raffle tickets, you can contact the baseball coach. He'll connect you to some of the players that are selling raffle tickets. But it's a really cool event to engage with the student-athletes because they all have teams that are in the event as well. So it's community members, it's baseball alumni, and it's current student-athletes participating in it.
And how can you not have fun at a bowling alley?
Right, right.
Come on.
Bemidji Bowling, again, bowling, cornhole, darts. So it is a really cool event.
Sounds like that is
this Saturday.
That's right, this Saturday. What time is it?
It starts at noon.
Perfect. So you could do that for a while, and then you can come over and watch basketball.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
I'm trying to be helpful.
No,
exactly.
You're good.
But that one, I mean, that one is vital. Like we talked about earlier in the show, the fundraising needs of the baseball program are very high, and that one is vital to the success of that program.
Great. Well, Jesse, we appreciate you coming out tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, like good luck with all your events.
See how organized he is. He's got his sheet of paper there and everything's written down.
You know, there's just so much going on that I wanted to make sure I covered it all.
Absolutely.
So, I appreciate it.
And so, again, if folks want to, where can they find you guys on the web again? Your website?
Yeah, so you go to bsualumni.org. My email address is really easy. It's jesse.katz, JESSE.KATZ at bemidjistate.edu.
One other thing before I let you go.
Yep.
I noticed a lot of folks that are on the foundation staff are actually alumni.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not a prerequisite. You don't have to be. But there's got to be something special about, you know, working for your school that you attended.
We talk about it all the time, especially with new administration coming in, just how important Bemidji has been to the life of so many people. And it pulls you back. I was gone for 7 years, and I came back because BSU was just something that I always wanted to come back to. And so, yeah, I don't. It's not a prereq to be an alum, but for a reason, a lot of alum do work in the BSU Foundation and alumni office.
That's awesome.
Okay, now we'll let you go.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse
Katz, the director of annual giving for athletics. Give him a hand. He actually was coordinated tonight. He came in and had himself ready to go. Thanks, Jesse. We are here at Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue. Coming up next, Momo Kone over there. Look, did you order some food, Momo?
He did.
Well, we may let him take a couple of bites before he comes over. But Momo is our next guest, the point guard for the Bemidji State men's basketball team, who are tournament bound for the first time since 2019. We'll talk about that and some other things when we come back. It is the Coach's Huddle at Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1, The River.
That to-do list you have needs just one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch just about anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction already this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. 2023 Coors Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you're ready to leave your garage like a NASCAR driver, but you can't get your garage door up.
If you can't get it up, call Gaslin. Gaslin Garage Door.
With fully stocked vehicles, they're ready for almost any situation. And that means they can get it up. Call Gaslin Garage Door, and there's a good chance one trip is all they'll need. Call Gaslin Garage Door.
Call 556-1517. Gaslin Garage Door.
The key to success is a solid game plan and commitment to the fundamentals. Otter Tail Power Company recognizes Bemidji State University men's and women's athletics for teamwork and dedication throughout the season and wishes you the best as you take it to the next level. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to keep the energy going, Beavers. Best wishes for a memorable season of Bemidji State University sports. Go Beavers!
When you buy some of the best-selling equipment in America, the relationship doesn't just end at the showroom floor. You become part of something bigger, a dedicated parts and service team that'll keep you productive from day one. Equipment backed by our standard warranty and the Orange Protection Program for extended peace of mind and a Kubota family that has your back every step of the way. Ask about how we can keep your Kubota running like a Kubota. See the full line of Kubota at Acme Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji. Do your best work.
wine glasses never fall over until you get a brand new rug.
Oh, no!
Ketchup bottles act normal till you're wearing a new shirt.
Ugh, you kidding me?
And rocks slide peacefully on the road till the day you get a brand new windshield. Then they fly up off the road and attack without mercy. That's why new windshields from Glass Doctor come with our windshield protection plan. Unlimited repairs and one replacement for 12 months. Don't just fix it, protect it. Glass Doctor. A neighborly company.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, the Beaver basketball teams takes on Northern State and Minnesota State Moorhead at the BSU Gym. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time. Info at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Olson on the dribble. He'll pull up from 12 in the lane, and it goes in. Nice job. First two for Tate Olson tonight.
Coverage begins Friday at 5, Saturday at 3. Listen to Beaver Basketball on Talk Radio 106.3.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Posse's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1, The River.
Starting to catch my second wind, man.
Are you? Good.
Back here at Fozzie Smoke and Barbecue for the Coach's Huddle. We're now joined by senior point guard Momo Kone from the Bemidji State men's basketball team. Give a hand for Momo.
Awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming out tonight, Momo. We know students are busy and student athletes are even busier. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So kind of take us through this past weekend. You had the sweep at Minot and Mary. Mm-hmm. After winning on Friday, you locked up the tournament berth because St. Cloud State lost. And then Saturday, you had the big win over Mary, and that locked up a top four spot. Do you guys, as a team, do you talk about any of that, or are you just worried about we got to win every game that we play?
Yeah, it would always get brought up, each game from, our teammates and stuff. But we always just worry about, each game at a time because we know that every game has been important for us ever since the beginning of the season. So we just kind of really just focus in on each game at a time because we know where we want to be. So, yeah.
And this weekend's games, kind of a tale of two games. On Friday night, you had the lead. Minot was able to come back. You held on for the win. Then Saturday, you had one of the biggest runs I've seen in my years as a Brock. 22-0 in the first half, you guys had a run.
Wow.
Went from 10-6 to 32-6.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because it wasn't like Mary was missing a bunch of bunnies. Every shot was contested, mm-hmm. or you were turning them over and making baskets on your own. Talk about that run and how the confidence was kind of building in the team.
Man, it was just good, so great to see. Just watch my teammates just get better each game. And that game just showed us how well we've gotten better. It just showed us that we can have a run for so long and continue that run and not just let them have a run in. It was also pretty wild because we know how good this conference is. So it kind of took us by surprise when they called the timeout and we looked up and it was 33-6. We were whoa, okay. And coach was what do you guys see? And we're hey, let's just keep going. And that's exactly what we did. So.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Exactly. So,
well, your team has dealt with some injuries this season. I know there was a stretcher, Leon. You guys lost four in a row, and then all of a sudden you started winning again. But you finally got everybody healthy at this point. And obviously that's important, but what's that feel in the locker room knowing that everybody's ready to go?
It's amazing because, we know that, in the conference, it's hard when one person goes down. Because that's extremely valuable to your team. Everyone to us, we feel like, is valuable in some certain way. So when one person goes down, it kind of hurts. But when everybody's together, now we excited because we know how good we really are as a full team. And now to actually let the whole conference know how good we are as a full team, it is amazing. I'm not gonna lie.
And you do watch other when I watch the press conferences for other coaches, and they talk about you can see that it's not just coach speak. Mm-hmm. It's not just saying, yeah, this is a good team we're playing this weekend. They say, this is a good team because, and they list the reasons that Bemidji State is such a difficult team to play. And every coach kind of has a little different angle on it, but every time they talk about it, they talk about your teamwork, mm-hmm. that you guys, as the five guys on the floor, are such a cohesive unit, no matter what five are out there, mm-hmm. and that's a lot of hard work that you guys put in to make that happen.
Yes, exactly, because we don't care who's scoring. We don't care who's making the passes. As long as we're playing together and we're having fun at the same time and winning, we don't care who has the highest points or anything like that. We're just so locked in together, and we surprise teams because obviously, like, once they hear Bemidji, they think of, like, the past, but it's like, I think we're starting to, like, surprise every team and everybody. We catch everybody off guard because of, you know, what they think before in the past. So it's great.
Talk about having fun. Mm-hmm. After the game on Saturday, I have to mention this. Coach Boshi, after the windmill attempt from John, he said, look, he said, John was having fun, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
First of all, obviously basketball is supposed to be fun. Second of all, were you trying to teach him how to make that windmill dunk and he failed, or how did that work? Was that part of your influence on him?
No, that was all him. It came out of nowhere. I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought he was just going to dunk it, and then he jumped and started winding it back. I was like, oh, my gosh, he's really going to try it. And I saw how high he jumped, and I was like, ah, I don't know if he got that high enough. And then he got rimmed up. We just laughed about it because at the same time, like, we were having fun. We were up, so it was comedy to watch. But at the same time, it just shows how much fun we're having on the court, though.
Exactly. And isn't basketball, isn't sports in general supposed to be fun?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Even if it's at someone else's expense.
Exactly.
But John had it, as soon as he missed it, John had a smile on his face. He knew that he was going to hear about it. And, you know, he had a five-hour bus ride that he was going to hear about this one dunk, even though the team won by 21 points.
Man, he definitely did. We talked about it after the game. Coach was, you know, trying to ask us what we thought about it. We were like, hey, I'll let you do it again if we're up 20. Go ahead. So
how fun is it to be in this locker room and on the court with these guys this year? You know, for you, you're a senior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you couldn't ask for a better senior season.
Yeah. It's honestly great just coming into practice because I think that's what makes my day better, coming into practice. And it's really just in that locker room, that bond that we share and all, like, the laughs and giggles, like, the jokes that we make throughout every day. Like, that's what I think, like, helps me love, like, BSU and the team more. So I enjoy it every single moment because, you know, you got to cherish these moments because it only happens once. So I enjoy that really, like, a lot. So.
And as far as your play, we've discussed it with you, and it's been discussed, the fact of you, your handle on the basketball. You were a little loose. You had some turnovers early in the season.
Yeah.
You've cut down on those. In fact, there have been several games where you had zero turnovers, even though you played the whole 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And for a point guard, that's very valuable. I assume that there was some influence to let you know how important it was to hang on to the basketball.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely got a lot of influencers. And my coach just reminded me just how much value it is for me to take care of the ball just because it represents so much of us, and that's what we talk about every game. That's going to help us win games. If we take care of the ball, we dominate the rebounding and free throw. So take care of the ball is number one because you have less turnovers, you get more opportunities on offense and more possessions. So I just try my best to continue to grow, and with, you know, quote-unquote experience, like, it lets you, like, learn that every possession matters. So I try to take care and cherish the ball.
Now, you're a high-energy, very athletic basketball player. How do you marry that high speed and high athleticism with hanging on to the basketball? Because it's easy to get out of control when you're moving as fast as you move.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I worked on it a lot, so now I'm, like, starting to get it down. But, like, it's also, like, you know, game time. Like, I'm always tuned into, like, game situation and, like, the pace of the game. And I'm trying to control the game at my own speed and knowing that if I'm out of control, then the team is on control. So I learn how to, like, slow it down and how to keep it up at the same time. So
I remember a conversation we had early on in the coach's show with your head coach, Mike Boshi, and he said, love the way Momo plays, except he's got to learn to slow down because you just keep going, like, 0 to 60 in, like, 60 seconds, you know, or 3 seconds. It's like, oh, my gosh, take your time. Well, you've adjusted, obviously, because obviously you're at that point right now where you're playing your best basketball, which is important this late in the season.
For sure, and that's huge right now, and I'm glad that it's happening now. And
so. Senior point guard Momo Okone with us. Momo, talk a little bit. I want to ask you about Saturday. You hit the deck several times. There weren't very many whistles, but you kept bouncing right back up except for one time. You stayed down for a little while. The trainer kind of looked at your knee and we were like, boy, we hope Momo's okay. And the very next time he was on the court, he came flying in for this rebound, jumped over all nine guys on the court. So obviously you were feeling well. And so the knee's in good shape now?
Yeah, the knee's in good shape. A little sore, but, you know, we've been having pretty sore all season, so none that can, you know, fight over, overcome.
Well, when you play this many games, you got to be a little sore, right?
Yeah, you know, it's that time of season where, like, each game is just a grind, and you just got to push through it all, honestly. So
We mentioned John and his missed dunk. We don't want to, you know, but we want to talk, you know, he's had, what is it, three now player of the week honors for him. Mm-hmm. He's almost a double-double machine. Every time he goes out there, he's going to score double figures. So talk about playing with him on the court and your confidence in him as a teammate.
It's amazing because I know what I'm going to get out of him every single game. No matter what, even if he's not scoring, I know he's going to attack the glass. And that's something that is hard to stop. You can't stop a guy that gets a double-double almost every game. That's hard to guard. And I enjoy playing with him. I think we're one of the best duo, front-court, back-court duos in the conference. And it's a joy playing with him because I feel like me and him connect so much. And not only that he's only can score, he can also dish the ball as well, too. And that's hard for a big man to do. Just in any league and in the game of basketball. So kudos to him for real.
Had seven assists on Saturday.
Exactly, he did.
And his running mate up front, Dalton, had a little struggle in terms of scoring. He was still playing hard and getting his rebounds, but last four games he's found his points again, and he's really hitting that big three-pointer from the outside.
Yeah.
Talk about playing with him.
It's amazing. We chirp him a lot in practice about how broke he is, so I think he's starting to take it a little personal. But he's been stepping up extremely because, to me, I feel like he's one of our X factors on the team. And when he's hustling, out hustling a lot of the guys, it really helps us in the long run. So I'm glad to see him that he's able to start knocking down shots, too, because that's just another threat, too, that you have to be aware of. So it's amazing.
Well, this weekend you're at home. Mm-hmm. Then you're back home a week from Thursday. I'm planning my next week because I'm on the road with women's hockey, and I haven't seen you guys play yet. So next Thursday, it's on my calendar. It's in my head. I'm going to go see a Beaver men's basketball game. You guys take on St. Cloud State next week. This weekend, you take on two opponents that are ranked in the top 25 in the country.
Yes.
Do you guys even pay attention to those rankings?
No, we don't. We just treat them like another team. We respect everybody. Especially the good ones, just because, like, to me personally, it's like it doesn't matter how good you are because you just have to be good for that one night. So we respect every team, though, especially them, because, you know, they worked their way there, too, but also we worked ourselves, too. So we try not to worry about, like, the rankings, and we just try to play the best basketball.
You mentioned being good for one night. When you guys made the trip to Aberdeen, Northern hit 17 out of 33 pointers. They weren't like wide open three-pointers either. Some of them were from the logo. They had a hand in their face. They had a really good night shooting. So I'm assuming there's been a little emphasis on that this week as far as making sure you have a hand in their face and pushing them as far away from the basket as you can.
Most definitely. We literally try to talk about how much our defense is going to matter this game and how much taking care of the ball as well, too, is going to matter this game because they also take care of the ball extremely well, too. So watching them, how well they play together and how much they shoot beyond the arc is incredible, too. So we have to respect that, and we have to tell our teammates, like, hey, we have to guard the arc and try to make them become a ball handler because most of their shots all come from three. So that's something that we have to eliminate this weekend.
Well, and you guys played them so long ago. I mean, that was back in early December, and things have changed. I mean, obviously, you guys are healthy now. Back then, you were dinged up and missing people. So anything can happen this Friday and Saturday.
That's a fact for sure.
So, Momo, we mentioned you're a senior, but you're not a typical senior in terms of you've been here 4 or 5 years. You transferred in here. Tell us about your time before you got to Bemidji State.
Before I was at JUCO out in Wahpeton, North Dakota.
Unfortunately, I'm very familiar with Wahpeton, North Dakota. I know where it is.
I had no clue where that was at all coming out of high school. So I went there and ended up redshirting my freshman year there. So I spent 3 years at Wahpeton and then played under a guy named Coach Stu Engen, which I'm still close with to this day. Great coach. Had a good 3 years there and got to play my 2 years there as well, too. We had a good season as well and then ended up finding my way here, so.
Well, and you're originally from Apple Valley High School, which is, I mean, that's a big city school. You go to Wahpeton and then you come to Bemidji State. Like, I mean, I personally, I'm kind of biased, but I think Bemidji, the area, is so much better than Wahpeton.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for sure, no doubt.
We
no
got everything
doubt.
Here.
No doubt.
I mean, we're at least not in the middle of nowhere.
That's facts. That is facts.
But talk about how you ended up at Bemidji State. Like, How did you get recruited to come here?
So we got to scrimmage when I was at Wahpeton. We got to scrimmage Bemidji early in our season, before our season started. So they got to see me play against them, and I guess they liked what they saw, and they started coming to a couple games, and got to talk to them after the season. During COVID, COVID hit too, so our season kind of ended. So it kind of sucked for us, but also it was also nice too because they were at least a team that, you know, that was kind of following me along throughout my career. So it was nice, and then got to talk to them, and we ended up making a deal, and I ended up committing here. So
we got to back up for a second. How long did it take you to figure out how to say Wahpeton? And when you first looked at it, what did you think it was?
Oh my God. It took me a while. I'm not going to lie. It took me a while. I didn't know how to spell it. Like, I didn't know how to, like, I didn't know where it was. Like, I was so confused. I'm like, where am I going? Like, but I was just trusting the process. They were like, you're going to love it, this, that, that. So I ended up loving it, but I don't know if I'm going back.
So now you've been here, Bemidji. Obviously, you've enjoyed your time here because you stayed. Mm-hmm. It would have been easy enough to, you know, maybe try to take another step and move up the ladder a little bit, but you're still here. What is it about Bemidji that, not necessarily just basketball, what is it about Bemidji in general that's kind of kept you here?
I really say the people, just even, like, outside of basketball, just, like, how much caring they are, like, how much they care, like, in... You don't find that, like, a lot in a lot of, like, community. So, like, that, I think that's what, like, stood out to me. And also, like, the friends that I have as well, too, with my friend here, Jamel. Like, to this day, like, without them, I don't think it would have killed, like, I don't think, like, it would have killed my, like, decision of, like, leaving. So it got me to, like, man, I want to stay. Just I want to be closer with my friends and be closer with the community and hopefully, like, you know, try to change also, like, the culture of basketball, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad Bemidji State became your second home.
Yes, it definitely is.
We're glad you're here, especially that with the success of this team, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got to be just fun to have that senior year and mm-hmm. know that you guys are right there ready for playoffs.
It is. It
is. And four games left. Obviously, you want to win all four, but other than just winning all four games, what would you like to accomplish as you build toward the playoffs?
Winning the NSIC championship, that is like our goal, and that is something that I've been looking forward to, and I'm just glad that we got to make playoffs, just for a lot of people on the team as well that haven't got the chance to feel the environment, feel the experience of being in playoffs. So, and honestly, I want to make a run as well too in nationals. That's my goal, and I know that's our team goal. So just we got to continue to believe that we can, and I definitely think we will. So
all right.
That's awesome.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Momo.
Hey, well,
thank
wait,
you guys so
wait,
wait a minute.
Whoa,
oh, that's all. That's right.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Before
sorry.
We leave, we're not going to let you off the hook that easy.
She's got her
we
questions.
We always like, do ask. Like five questions with our athletes.
Okay.
On a personal note.
Okay.
You know, get to know the players.
For sure.
Because I mean, obviously, it's not just basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's about you being here. Okay, Momo. Okay. How many siblings? Any?
Yes, I have three. I have one older brother, one older sister, and a younger brother.
Okay. Are they all back down in the cities?
No. One of them, my sister's in Atlanta, and my older brother, he's in Iowa. And then my younger brother, he plays football at Western Michigan.
Oh, wow.
He just committed there, so I'm happy for him. He's out there playing football now. So
very cool.
I was Ohio University, by the way, so I'm a Mac guy. Ooh. I know how that works.
Okay.
So do you have any pets?
No, I don't, but I want one, though.
What do you want? What kind of a dog?
I'm trying to decide between, like, a Husky or a Golden Retriever right now. So.
Right?
They're both great dogs. Well,
yeah.
Okay, just Huskies like, need a lot of running.
Yeah.
Golden Retrievers are pretty chill.
You watch this guy play. He
I know, right?
Yeah. We'll keep up with each other. So.
Exactly.
It should be good.
Favorite pregame, do you have any pregame rituals? Like, things you have to do, like tie your shoe right foot first or anything like that? Any superstitions?
I might. It's me taking a shower. I have to take a warm shower before every game.
Okay.
Like, I have to. I don't know why.
You mean, after you warm up, you go in?
Yeah,
and you're
after I take warm up, I take a hot shower, and I, like, even if I showered again, like, I have to shower, like, again, and then I don't know. It's kind of weird, but
no, that's not weird. Everybody's got their superstitions. Yeah.
Speaking of pregame rituals, is there anything, any music that you particularly have to listen to or like to listen to before the game?
I listen to a couple of, like, slow music or like old school like music, like old school hip hop music, just to like, because I'm always like energetic.
Okay.
So I like try to like calm down and like listen to like just some old.
Okay, when you say old school, like, I'm old, so, like, how far back?
Like, I don't know. I mean,
which
I think
artists?
90s, Biggie, Tupac. Oh, like,
gotcha.
Yeah,
Nipsey.
That's cool. Yeah.
So, like,
yeah. Our athletic director, Brett Lordson, has approved that.
Yes. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
You'll be happy to know we were listening to California Love today in her office.
Right. Jody had it cranked. Momo, good luck this weekend. It's been awesome getting to know you, and
Thank you. Good luck with the rest of the
obviously basketball, but obviously your student too, so good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Momo awesome. Kone, point guard for the Bemidji State men's basketball team.
They get ready for their final two regular season home games this weekend.
Three, because they have one next week. This is the last weekend. It's a doubleheader.
Gotcha.
They move from here and then they're split up. But, yeah, Northern State on Friday and Moorhead on Saturday, both teams that are in front of Bemidji State. So it should be a good weekend.
Yeah. We'll come back and recap what's coming up on the Beaver Radio Network. We've got 8 games on the Beaver Radio Network and all very important games, I might add.
They're always important.
Well, they're especially important as we get close to the end of the season. So
yeah, this is the Beaver Radio Network.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Fozzie's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1, The River.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe? One where everything seems to work just the opposite of the way you'd expect? Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar defies all the odds of the normal physics of flavor. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Hi, Dan the GM man. Don't just drive by, stop by. Come check out the new look of the 2023 Chevy and GMC trucks, along with many other Chevy, Buick, and GMC vehicles. Inventory levels are increasing, and 2023 is looking like a great year. So don't just drive by, stop by. Donlinger Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Donlinger GM.
If you're new to the Medicare landscape, it's easy to imagine making a mistake. It helps to have someone who understands Medicare on your side. Your local licensed Humana sales agent is here to answer your questions and help find a Medicare Advantage plan available in Bemidji, which may fit your needs. Call Alan Zutz at 218-444-0202 to schedule a meeting and learn more. Call a licensed sales agent. Call Alan Zutz at 218-444-0202 today. No obligation to enroll.
Before or after this week's BSU Beavers game, get your fill of pizza, pasta, beer, and wings at the Green Mill Restaurant in Bemidji. Or if you'd rather order takeout or delivery, take advantage of the Green Mill's awesome takeout and delivery specials, such as Friday and Saturday's family meal deal, or Sunday's large one-topping deep dish pizza for $14.99. Look for menu details online at greenmill.com and call 218-444-1875 to order your very own Green Mill delivery of the game. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings. We'll see you at the mill.
It's the final days of the winter clearance sale at St. Michael Furniture. Hi, this is Rob St. Michael inviting you to save up to 50% on hundreds of items at all 5 St. Michael Furniture locations. We have over 100 comfy Barca Lounger recliners, all at half off. Great deals on bedroom, dining room, living room groups, all up to half off. There's free delivery and 12-month no-interest financing. See store for details. These once-a-year savings end soon, so hurry. St. Michael Furniture, Rugby, Botno, Devil's Lake, Bemidji, and now open in East Grand Forks.
This weekend on the Beaver Radio Network, women's hockey travels to Minnesota State, Mankato. The Budweiser pregame show starts 30 minutes prior to game time.
Nelson 2-on-2. Nelson cuts in towards the middle. Nelson with a shot. She scores! Oh, my! Warren down and in, and the Beavers go up 3-1.
Coverage from Mankato begins Friday at 5:30, Saturday at 2:30. Catch Beaver women's hockey on 94.3 The Legends.
The Coach's Huddle and the Tom Ceratori Show at Posse's Smoke and Barbecue. The Beaver Radio Network is WMIS FM 92.1 The River.
Welcome back to Fozzie's Smoking Barbecue here in downtown Bemidji, our coach's huddle. Kelly Schultz alongside Kevin Reed. Thanks again to Jesse Katz from Beaver Pride and Momo Kone from the BSU men's basketball team. It's always fun to visit with our athletes here on our coach's huddle.
And the athletes here at Bemidji State are just so down to earth.
They're just
chill. Happy to,
they
love what they're doing here in Bemidji and playing at Bemidji State, and that's always nice to see.
It's awesome. I know I just got a message from Schultze. The Beaver men's hockey team made it to Marquette.
All right.
They will be traveling on to Ferris State, where they will take on the Bulldogs this weekend. Both teams kind of like neck and neck in the standings right now, so it's a huge series for both teams. But Beavers will be at Ferris State on Friday, 6:07 face-off, 5:30 Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, also 92.1 The River. Beaver women's hockey at Minnesota State, who's now receiving votes. The Mavericks and Beavers will face off at 6:01 on Friday. Again, 5:30 Budweiser pregame show. You can go back and forth between the men's and women's hockey games and go to the Beaver men's and women's basketball games, Kevin.
It's a big weekend, especially for the men, with Northern State, who's first in the Northern Sun, North Division. They're 15-3 in the conference this year, 22 in the nation on Friday night. And then Saturday night, Moorhead, who's a game behind Northern, ranked number 23 in the nation, come in.
Wow.
Huge weekend. It starts Friday at 5:30. We'll have the pregame at 5 o'clock. The women are also mathematically available, I guess you could say, for the tournament. They're in a bad spot, four games back with four games to play. But they also host Northern State on Friday. That's at 7:30. And then they host Moorhead on Saturday, and that will be at 5:30. And we'll have all those games for you on 106.3.
Yeah. So beaverradionetwork.com for all the details. You can also find the schedule at bsubeavers.com. Friday and Saturday. Also, good luck to our BSU women's track and field team. They're at the South Dakota State University Indoor Challenge, and they have been breaking not only personal records, but school records every single weekend this season. It's been fun.
It is amazing. Every weekend I look at the website on a Monday, and it's like another record.
Yeah, right?
Usually it's Mary, but a lot of people are breaking records this year.
Also in action this weekend, softball's playing at the Dome in St. Cloud. That's going to be a fun battle there as they open up their season. Of course, we won't have that, but I think the NSIC will have the live video for you. 12:30 is when they their first pitch of the year. Love that.
The big dome over the football field, yeah. And then the women's tennis team is at Crookston on Saturday at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so good luck to all of our BSU Beaver sports teams this weekend. Again,
I lied. It's actually in Grand Forks. They're playing Crookston. But it is 10:30 in the morning. They're playing Crookston. It's just in Grand Forks, not in Crookston.
Awesome.
So there you go.
There you have it. And I think that might be it for the weekend. But
that's it for the weekend.
It's been fun being here. Thanks to the fantastic crew here at Fozzie's for taking such good care of us. Kevin, it's been fun.
It is fun. So, Wednesdays are nice nights.
They are nice nights. We'll be back next Wednesday right here. Thanks to Jody for helping us out with all those prizes. You want to come on down to Fozzie's next Wednesday. We'll have more prizes to give away. We'll be talking more BSU Beaver sports here on the Beaver Radio Network. For Kevin Reed, I'm Kelly Schultz. Have a great rest of your Wednesday evening. And don't forget to tune in this weekend, beaverradionetwork.com. Go Beavs!
WMIS FM, the River. Hangover, 92.1, Black Dog Bemidji.
I still can't even hardly believe my ears when you even tell me this.
Translator K237FJ, 95.3, Thief River Falls, and W300BP, 107.9, Grand Rapids.
Now this I love.
Northern Minnesota's Rock Station.